Who by Fire, which brings us to our very special guests today from the National Bronze Symposium with a string of events that have been going on culminating this Saturday. I'm so pleased to welcome Denny Eagleson from Antioch College. Denny, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here.
And also one of the finest bronze sculptors to be made and well brought up in the Miami Valley, and also one of our Community Voices producers. It's Susan Burns. Thanks for being here today.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much.
There's been a string of events going on in this town that center around molten metal. How does this come to Yellow Springs?
This has been a collaboration over the last couple of years. It's a partnership between the Yellow Springs Arts Council, the Chamber, Antioch College, and a number of individuals who are very passionate about sculpture and creating public art. So this group of people has been organizing this. The lead manager is Joanne Caputo, who's been doing a fantastic job. There was a national call for artists to submit proposals for work that would then be transformed into bronze pieces and then become the first part of a sculpture trail for Yellow Springs. So the call went out, I think, in April, and the artists were selected. One artist was an invited artist. That's Brian Ma, who lives in Yellow Springs and has been sculpting large-scale bronze for many, many years. He does life-size horses for commissions. He's done a sculpture of Hank Aaron and also Bob Uecker.
Funny.
Yeah. So then there was one Ohio artist who was selected, which was Susan Burns, and then two other national artists, John Weidman, who's from Nashua, New Hampshire, and DeGene Jawrunner, who comes from Tucumcari. And they've been
New Mexico.
New Mexico, thank you.
Right.
Important to say.
Everyone knows where Tucumcari is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Community Voices listeners might know, but yeah.
So we've had 2 weeks of evening presentations by the artists, and we've had an opening at the Ohio Arts or at the Arts Council of John Hudson's maquettes. He's a local sculptor who works internationally and nationally. Lots of events. That's going to culminate this Saturday in a live bronze pour.
I cannot tell you how excited I am about this, because now for you, Susan Burns, a bronze medium sculptor, you have had occasion to stand in the presence of liquid metal that's glowing red.
That's right.
But most of us never have that chance. Tell us, I mean, and everyone's welcome to come to this and
see
this.
It's open to the public. That's right. And they are, as I understand it, it's going to be outside, and there are bleachers set up in the old foundry location at Antioch College, if you know where that is. It's just off of Corey Street.
Around the back.
Right. And they're going to have video screens up, too. So if you can't, and I don't believe they'll let you stand right up close, because usually when we do this stuff, a little distance is required.
Sure. Is it hot? I mean, as you're standing, do you have to wear protective?
There will be a crew that will be pouring, and they will be wearing protective clothing either. You can wear, the fashion is very important in the in bronze pouring and any metal casting. Often they'll wear like leathers, because the cinders will bounce off of it, or if you get any metal on you, usually it will bounce off of that.
Like a blacksmith.
Yeah.
You can just picture this bellows going. Is that how it's heated, with the big bellows?
I don't know how they're going to heat this. Usually they're in gas furnaces, and then you kind of sink it down into the ground. There's a ladle down there. It heats the bronze, and then you lift it out. Two people will do this, and they'll move it over to the mold on these kind of handles that pick up the ladle. It's kind of like a big bowl, and it clamps onto it, and then two people will move it over to the mold and pour it in. So you have to have good aim, because bronze is a little expensive and you don't want to miss the mold and pour it onto the ground.
Can I say that these four artists have been creating three sculptures over the last 2 weeks, which is really a pretty push deadline. And our foundry chief, who is Bernie Carreno, has been so accommodating in helping to make actual objects that are available for the poor this Saturday night. So these are the first pieces that people made. They finished last Tuesday. And so these objects are going to end up being installed in this sculpture trail that will begin, I think, next May.
Just so delightful. What a treat. What a testament to our the nature of our artful curiosity. I'm just so pleased that this is happening. You can find out more, by the way, about this these events. Go online to Facebook and look at National Bronze Sculpture Symposium. National Bronze Sculpture Symposium, and the site will come up and tell you a little bit about it. You had a workshop, I guess, on the making of the casts and had some an unexpected array of people showing up.
Last night, 40 people showed up for a lecture demonstration about the lost wax process. There has been a core of people from the village and the area who have come every night to every presentation. Last night, we had sculpture students from Wright State. So it feels like there is a growing kind of excitement. One of the most exciting parts of this project has been the outreach to the local schools. Fourth and third, the elementary schools have been bringing children over from Mills Lawn. Antioch School has come to visit, and there is going to be an extended activity pouring aluminum at the Yellow Springs High School next week and also at Rosewood Arts Center. And so the one of the things that's really pretty special is that Susan was selected to create pieces for the Mills Lawn School. We knew that that was one of the locations. And so she came up and she talked to the principal, Matt Hausch, about finding the story of the school. What would represent what Mills Lawn tries to do? And their message was inclusion. And so her pieces very much respond to that, the way that they are identified. And the children have been coming and seeing this process unfolding and will have so much more of a connection to these pieces when they actually get installed. So that's pretty thrilling.
And actually, it's been very exciting to meet with them. We went to sixth grade over there at Mills Lawn, and they've been coming through the studio as the pieces have been made, and they've been giving me feedback.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, it's been great. I really didn't expect that they would know so much about it, but they've announced it on their morning Bulldog News, and so it's been terrific to work with them. And we have seen people coming to the studio when we've been sculpting over this past couple of weeks from all over the region, and coming from this region, having lived here for a long time, and really having a great affection for it, I must say, by the way. I moved to Cincinnati, but I really do miss the Miami Valley so much. I've been excited to see people coming from Columbus, people from Dayton, every day, people from Kettering, people from Yellow Springs, of course, but I mean, all ages, all levels of interest, technical questions. You can't believe the technical questions we get about the process, but also just the aesthetic questions and people wanting to see how the work is being developed. I can't tell you how thrilled all of the artists are with the turnout every night for the talks that we've presented our work and other people in the community are presenting. It's just been such an amazing showing of support for the artists, for the process, for all of the activity in the arts that's going on through the Yellow Springs Arts Council these couple of weeks. Just so exciting.
We're talking about the National Bronze Sculpture Symposium that's been going on here for, it'll be 2 weeks, really, of events by the time it culminates
every
this
night.
Saturday. Unbelievable.
Every day, every night, yes.
Culminates this Saturday, by the way, at 6 o'clock.
We're saying 6:45 for the actual pour.
Because you want it to be dark out, darker.
Yeah,
I love it.
Also, we will have fire spinners performing. And the
drumming.
Some African drumming will be happening.
And so, singing. I heard some singing is happening, too.
So it's going to be a great event.
And there's something so primal about metal and the working of it, but even more so the heating of it. This red hot, there's something, and
it's beautiful.
Mesmerizing.
Yes, it is. It's addictive. And I think that's why I've been doing it for so many years, because it's not easy to come across facilities to do this or opportunities to do it.
Sure.
And so when you have access to it, it's just you want more. You want to make more. So it's been really terrific to see this community come together and actually import the facilities, because Bernie Carreno is traveling with a kind of mobile casting unit.
I want to travel with them.
Me too.
Oh, Ben. How delightful. We've been talking with Denny Eagleson and Susan Burns, both very much involved in this. I've heard it also called a Yellow Springs Experience event.
It sort of followed that model. It evolved from that model, and it's really what that is creating partnerships across all kinds of boundaries in town to draw together people's interests, to invite people to come to experience different kinds of aspects of Yellow Springs. So it's been a really fantastic collaboration.
I hope you'll point your browser to Facebook and then type in National Bronze Sculpture Symposium. You could just put National Bronze and it probably would come up. National Bronze Sculpture Symposium, and find out some details about this fabulous event. And truly, I think I'm bringing in my whole family. I think I'm just going to load up the car and bring everyone out. And I think that for us, who aren't maybe as lucky as you two, this will probably be the only time we see it done. And we'll probably remember it forever.
I bet you that people will want to bring it back and do it again, judging from the interest that people have. So hopefully it won't be the last time. But do, if you come out, bring blankets. It is going to be outside. I think it might be a little chilly. We do have seating out there, but if you have those camp chairs, that might be nice too, because if we have a little overflow of people, I'm thinking we're going to.
I think we are too. It says here on Saturday it'll be breezy during the day and 53, so not terribly warm, but down to 34 that night, so definitely bundle up. But come on out. We'll have a great time. Denny Eagleson, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
And Susan Burns, absolute delight. Thanks.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much.